Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening, and it is our prayer that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We'd like to look this morning in the book of Matthew chapter 8 and read verse 1 through 4 as we think on the subject, the healing of the leper. That's Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through 4, and the subject, the healing of the leper. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestell. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then each Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. And I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God the way God wants you to worship Him, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. If you have questions concerning the things that we believe at the Independence Baptist Church or the things that I preach over this radio station, or perhaps you just have a Bible question, or perhaps you just need some spiritual guidance or some spiritual help, I'll be glad to talk with you or help you in any way that I can. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestell, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. The book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 through 4, is the story of a man who is a leper that Jesus heals. Notice what the Bible states. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. This is indeed a great story concerning the man who is full of leprosy, as the Bible states in the book of Luke, and the man is healed by the very power of God. This morning we'd like to study about this man that's healed of his leprosy in three different ways. Number one is, what is leprosy? Number two, that the man came. And then number three, there is more work to do. So those three points we'd like to study this morning. First of all, what is leprosy? Well, leprosy is a disease of the body. It could be anything from a running sore, anything from as small as a skin disorder, all the way to a person losing their very life for this disease. It is a disease where a person, the nerve endings actually die, and they can touch something hot and not even know that they're touching something hot. And so it's a very, very terrible disease. In the Bible, people with leprosy were required to stand a long way away from everybody else. They were required by the Bible, if they would see someone coming toward them, that they would shout at that person and say, unclean, unclean, because they believed that it was a disease that was passed from one to another. Leprosy in the Bible is a type of sin. And so here we find that there is a man who has leprosy. In other words, in the Bible, he has a type of sin. This man is full of sin. And there's a real important thing to notice. In the book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 1, the Bible said, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And so here we find that Jesus Christ had just completed preaching the Sermon on the Mount. And now he's coming down from that mountain where he preached that great message. And the Bible says that there's great multitudes that are following Jesus. You know, that's great. That many, many people are following Jesus. But I want you to see something else in verse 2. And behold, there came a leper. I want you to see here that of all of the multitude that was following Jesus, there was one. Isn't that neat? This morning, as you look around, you might think of many, many people that are following Jesus. You might think this morning of the many congregations that would meet together in order to worship Jesus Christ. But you know what's important? What's important is the one. The man full of leprosy. The man full of sin is also following Jesus Christ. What a picture that is. Someone would think, well, the only people that can follow Jesus are those that are without sin. And yet the fact is that the only people that really follow Jesus are those who were full of sin, and Jesus has cleansed them, just like this leper. But you understand that there was a time when this leper, who being full of sin, who being full of leprosy, was following Jesus. That tells me this, that if you are listening to this broadcast this morning, and you look around at all of the people that are following Jesus, let me ask you, are you that one that is full of sin like the leper? Are you that one that is saying, I have a problem here. I have a great problem that is draining me of life. But listen, Jesus Christ can help you. I want to say that if you're lost, Jesus Christ is the only one that can save you. And if today you are saved by the grace of God and you have a sin problem, Jesus Christ is the only one that can take care of that sin problem. As you look around at others, you might say, nobody has the problems that I have with sin. That's probably not true, but it seems true to you. But let me tell you, just like this multitude followed Jesus, there was only one that came to Jesus and said, I want to be healed of my leprosy. Could it be that that one would be you? That as multitudes are following Jesus, that you would come and you would say to Jesus, Lord, I want to be healed. I want to be cleansed of my sin. This is what this man did. Well, notice something else about this man. Point number two is that the man came. This is a small point, as some would say. But in verse 2, the Bible said, and behold, there came a leper and worshiped him. I want you to understand that the leper knew that Jesus was his only hope. But knowing that Jesus was his only hope did not grant him healing of the leprosy. You understand what I'm saying? There is a difference in a person believing that Jesus can heal them, and that same person coming to Jesus and asking Jesus to heal them. Here this leper was full of leprosy. Here the man was going to die of leprosy. And he knew that it was so. And you may be this morning saying, I am full of sin. I have this great sin problem. And I know that Jesus can take care of it. But let me ask you, are you coming to Jesus? Are you asking Jesus? Or do you just know that he can take care of it and you haven't asked? This man could have longed to be healed, but he would never have been healed if he had not come. This man, this leper, could have had all of the knowledge in the world concerning that Jesus could have healed him. But the man would have had no healing at all if he had not come to Jesus Christ and submit it all unto him. So it's important to know that Jesus can heal. It's important to know that Jesus can save. It's important to know that Jesus can fix your problem. But let me say unto you this morning, if you do not come to Jesus, if you do not humble yourself like this leper and come recognizing that you are the one that have the problem and you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, you will find no relief for your sin, for your affliction, or for whatever else that troubles you. This man was a leper, and he came, the Bible said, and he worshiped Jesus. You understand here in verse 2 of the book of Matthew chapter 8 that the man did not come haphazardly. The man did not come casually. The man did not come as some would come today to Jesus. But here the man came full of seriousness and knowing that Jesus is God, that he is the one, and he's trusting him above all things. And then he said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. You'll see here that this man depended upon Jesus Christ and upon Jesus Christ alone. He did not trust in anything that he had or that he could do. He relied completely and totally on the will of God. Because the leper said unto Jesus Christ, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. What a truth this is. It is up to the will of God. And so you come to Jesus and you leave it with God. And you say to him, Lord, my life is in your hand. My hope is in your hand. All of my dreams are in your hands. Lord, you do with me as is pleasing to yourself. This is what this leper is saying. He's saying, Lord, if it is your will, you can heal me. But Lord, if it is not your will, then Lord, help me just to submit myself to your will. The man was going to stay where God wanted him to be. And this is a marvelous thing. And notice now in verse 3, the Bible said, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. I want to say here in verse 3 that any person that comes to Jesus Christ will be cleansed. Any person. The Bible says here that when the disciples or when someone that was sick or ill or whatever it was came to Jesus, that Jesus Christ healed every one of them. There was never a time when Jesus turned away a person that came to him desiring to be healed. The fact is that Jesus still does that today. If you are lost, you can come to Jesus and rely upon Jesus and he will save you. If you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he will cleanse you of your sin. He will never turn you away, but he will give you salvation. If you today are full of sin, now listen to what I'm saying. If you today are full of sin, you've made a mess of your life. You have made a complete sham of your family or whatever else that it is. If you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and you give it to him, Jesus Christ can straighten it up. And he might let you work some of those things out. And I know that you'll have to deal with those things in time. But Jesus said, I will, be thou clean. And then, very quickly, point number 4 is that the man is going to be now a witness. The Bible said to the man, see thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And so now the man is going to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't this a great testimony? That whenever you come to the Lord with sin, and Jesus forgives you and makes it right, then you can be a testimony to others concerning the greatness, the power, the splendor, and the glory of Jesus Christ. And you can tell what Jesus has done for you. What a marvelous thing it is. Well, we see that our time has gone away again this morning. If you're lost, trust Jesus. If your life is full of sin, give it to the Lord and let him take care of those things. Thank you now for listening.